Welcome to episode 5 of 100 Days of Data. I'm Jonas, an AI professor here to explore the foundations of data in AI with you.
And I, Amy, an AI consultant, excited to bring these concepts to life with stories and practical insights. Glad you're joining us.
They say bad data is worse than no data.
That really hits home, doesn't it? I've seen projects tank simply because the data behind them was just off. Today we're diving into exactly why data quality matters so much.
Let's start with a simple question. What do we mean by data quality? At its core, data quality is about how fit that data is for its intended purpose. If the data is inaccurate, incomplete, or inconsistent, any decisions or AI models built on it are bound to be flawed.
Right. I like to think of it like cooking. Even the best chef can't make a great meal with spoiled or missing ingredients. In business, if the data is poor, your AI might recommend the wrong product, misidentify customers, or fail to detect fraud.
Great analogy. Fundamentally, data quality breaks down into three key components: accuracy, completeness, and consistency. Accuracy means the data correctly reflects reality. For example, if a database says a customer lives at 123 Main Street, that must be true. Any mistake there, like a typo or outdated address, is a problem.
And in the field, accuracy is often the most glaring issue. I worked with a retail company where customer addresses were full of errors. They sent thousands of promotions that never arrived. The cost wasn't just money wasted on mailers. It was missed sales opportunities and frustrated customers.
Exactly. Now, completeness refers to whether all required data is present. For example, is every customer record missing a phone number or email? If yes, that's incomplete data.
That's more common than people realize. In healthcare, for instance, patient records might be missing crucial information like allergies or past surgeries. When an AI tool tries to recommend a treatment without full info, it's dangerous.
And finally, consistency means data doesn't contradict itself across different sources or data sets. If one system says a product price is $10, but another reports $15, that inconsistency can confuse AI models or automated processes.
I saw that in automotive manufacturing. Two different databases had conflicting part numbers and inventory counts. This inconsistency delayed production lines because machines and workers couldn't trust the data.
To summarize, poor data quality, whether inaccurate, incomplete, or inconsistent, can lead to wrong conclusions or failed AI implementations. But how do these issues typically arise?
Oh, plenty of ways. Sometimes it's human error. Typos, forgotten updates, or misinterpretation. Other times, legacy systems don't sync properly, or data is copied over but not cleaned. I've also seen rushed data entry during busy periods cause major gaps.
Historically, organizations have regarded data as a byproduct rather than an asset, which contributed to neglect. Only recently have companies started to realize that good data governance and data quality management are essential for AI success.
And trust me, investing in data quality up front saves tons of headaches down the line. Let me share a quick story about a financial firm I worked with. They wanted to adopt AI to detect fraudulent transactions. However, their transaction data was scattered across multiple legacy systems with inconsistent formats. We had to spend weeks cleaning, deduplicating, and verifying the data before the AI could even be trained. Initially, leadership thought it was a delay, but later they saw that this foundation was critical. Without quality data, the fraud model's precision would have plummeted, costing potentially millions.
That's a textbook example of the garbage in, garbage out principle in data science. AI models are essentially patterns learned from examples. If those examples are flawed, the patterns are unreliable. Beyond fixing existing data, frameworks for measuring data quality have become important. Several methodologies exist, but many revolve around defining key quality dimensions relevant to the business context, like those we mentioned: accuracy, completeness, consistency, plus timeliness and validity.
Timeliness is a great addition. For instance, in retail, having sales data from last year won't help you react to today's market trends. A client in e-commerce needed to predict demand, but their data was only updated weekly, not often enough for their fast-moving inventory. Improving update frequency was a game changer.
Let's also touch on data quality assessment tools. There are software solutions that automatically profile, clean, and monitor data quality. But just throwing tech at the problem doesn't work. You need clear ownership and processes. Data stewards, who ensure data remains trustworthy over time.
Yep, the human element is crucial. Systems can highlight problems, but a person familiar with the business needs to verify anomalies and decide how to handle them. One company I know had automated data checks, but no one responded to alerts. Data quality degraded until they put in place weekly reviews with clear responsibilities.
So, practically speaking, how can organizations improve data quality? It starts with understanding the data flow, where data originates, how it's stored, and how it's used. Mapping these steps helps identify where errors are introduced.
Agreed. Plus, implementing validation rules during data entry can catch errors early. For example, making sure that phone numbers follow a specific pattern or that required fields can't be left blank. When we helped a healthcare provider, introducing such validation reduced incomplete records by almost 40%.
Another best practice is regular data audits and cleansing routines. Think of it as housekeeping, removing duplicates, correcting outdated info, and filling gaps when possible.
And this is where collaboration between data scientists, business users, and IT engineers really shines. Business users know what data makes sense, scientists understand the modeling needs, and IT engineers maintain the infrastructure. All three together can improve data quality dramatically.
Right. One last point on consistency. Establishing a single source of truth or a golden record is key. This means choosing one trusted data set or system for critical information so that everyone in the company relies on the same accurate data.
I've been a part of master data management projects that help unify customer data across sales, marketing, and support. Before, each department had its own version, causing confusion and duplicated outreach. After unification, customer experience improved and marketing campaigns hit the right targets.
To summarize, data quality is the foundation without which AI and analytics struggle or fail. Accuracy, completeness, and consistency are the pillars. Understanding these concepts and their impact empowers leaders to invest wisely in data strategy.
Absolutely. From my side, I urge business leaders to see data quality not just as a technical issue, but as a business imperative. Fixing data up front prevents costly mistakes later and unlocks the true value of AI.
So our key takeaway, keeping data accurate, complete, and consistent ensures that AI delivers reliable insights and decisions.
And don't forget, investing in data quality upfront means smoother AI projects and happier customers. Bad data truly is worse than no data. Next episode, we'll dive into data collection methods, how companies gather data effectively to fuel AI. It's the critical first step in the data journey. If you're enjoying this, please like or rate us 5 stars in your podcast app. We'd love to hear your thoughts or questions. Leave a comment or send us a message, and we might feature it in a future episode. Until tomorrow, stay curious, stay data driven.